Time now for another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a weekly segment on WUKY where we hear from some of the top government administrators across Central Kentucky. Today, reporter Brenna Angel talks with Lexington Mayor Jim Gray.
Mayor, when you were on the program in August, we talked about the Bloomberg Mayor's Challenge, which asks cities to submit their best idea with a potential $5 million grand prize on the line. And now the application has been sent off, and the big idea from Lexington is a website, citizenlex.org. So what is Citizen Lex, and why do you feel it was the best option?
First thing I'd like to say, Brenna, is the big idea is the big idea that Bloomberg had in the very beginning. To engage cities, to engage citizens. What we realized was that having a system for actually collecting the ideas, finding data, discovering allies, volunteer organizations, for example, would be itself, having that platform would be itself something that cities don't have. What it does, too, is it pushes and encourages democracy in even a greater way.
How do you envision Citizen Lex operating? Is it just going to be an online comment card, or what kind of manpower will be behind it?
In today's age, what we do is try to use automated technologies to their fullest and most robust way. So the expectation is that we would have a provider, a company that would actually manage the system, and that's why we're creating alliances with technology firms to actually explore these options.
And on the application, though, it does say that Lexington plans to appoint a director of city innovation, and
right.
Actually something that the city hopes to do even before the Bloomberg grants are announced.
Right.
So what is that, and how would that work with Citizen Lex? What would that person do?
Having someone responsible for this level of engagement, the innovative context of it, is really important. And we're talking about one person. That's part of what the Bloomberg funding would provide. The grant would actually fund a role like this. So the job would be to manage, to help create and then manage the system that engages this full and robust idea generation and implementation system.
How far along is Lexington in bringing this idea to fruition? I know there was a lot of work already set up to get the application and make it look as promising as possible. How far along is Lexington in a project like this, even without the Bloomberg money?
You know, win, place, show, or just in it for the run, we will learn. And we learned in this that there is a really wellspring of interest among our citizens. You know, the government itself has traditionally, historically, been a convening system. In other words, people through the government convene. And what this is designed to provide is just that in a very focused and a very efficient way. Now, where are we? Well, we're already talking with technology partners, so we're already working on the platform. That's why I've said all along that, hey, it'd be great if we get the support of the Bloomberg grant. There are 300 cities competing, that stiff competition. But we're still optimistic. We're a competitive city. We know that. And, in looking at it on balance, we feel like that we've got a pretty compelling and pretty competitive idea here.
That's Lexington Mayor Jim Gray. For WUKY News, I'm Brenna Angel.